Chapter 5. The Queen's Secret. After D'Artagnan had fought so bravely on their side, Athos, Porthos and Aramis took him under their wing. D'Artagnan went everywhere with them. The four of them became a familiar sight in Paris, striding through the streets, laughing and joking. D'Artagnan was glad to be their friend, but he wasn't satisfied. "When will my big chance come?" he fretted. He wanted to do something bold and daring, something that would persuade Monsieur de Tréville to make him a musketeer. He was even more determined now to become one of them. The day he put on the uniform of the king's musketeers would be the proudest of his life. One day, D'Artagnan was sitting alone in his lodgings. He was wondering, as always, how to impress Monsieur de Tréville. But he had another problem, too. He was flat broke. He hadn't paid his rent for 3 months. He didn't even have enough money to buy himself a loaf of bread. And, as we know, D'Artagnan was far too proud to tell anyone how poor he was. Suddenly, his door crashed open. It was his landlord, Monsieur Bonacieux, who lived downstairs. "If it's about the rent," D'Artagnan began to say. "No, no, it's not about that," cried Monsieur Bonacieux. He was a quiet little man, who usually D'Artagnan hardly noticed, but today he was frantic and wild-eyed. "You must help me," he begged D'Artagnan. "My wife has been kidnapped."
"Kidnapped?" echoed D'Artagnan, shocked.
"How do you know?" "The neighbours saw her being bundled into a carriage by a man with a scar on his cheek." "Was he tall and dark?" asked D'Artagnan excitedly. "With pale skin?"
"Yes,"
said Monsieur Bonacieux, amazed. "How did you know that?"
"Because I've met him before," said D'Artagnan. "He's the stranger from the Jolly Miller Inn."
"Well, he's no stranger to me," said Monsieur Bonacieux. "My wife pointed him out in the street just the other day. She said, 'Beware of that man. He is Rochefort, the cardinal's chief spy.'"
"Good heavens," said D'Artagnan, amazed. "So that's who he is.
I thought there was something sinister about him, but why would the cardinal want him to kidnap your wife?"
"Because my wife is the queen's maid. She's more than a maid. She's a loyal friend. She knows all the queen's secrets, and there's one secret the cardinal is desperate to discover." D'Artagnan nodded wisely, as if he knew all about the politics at court. "It's about Lord Buckingham, of course," the little landlord rushed on. "We all know he's madly in love with the Queen, and some say he's in Paris at the moment, trying to see her. The Cardinal wants to know if that's true or not, and whether Buckingham and the Queen plan to meet secretly. That's why he's kidnapped my wife, to make her tell him."
Oh dear," said the landlord, wringing his hands. "I'll never see her again." D'Artagnan was really interested now. He sensed adventure. The fact that it had a royal link made it even more thrilling, for the musketeers were sworn to protect the queen at all times. He was even more interested when Bonacieux said, "If you find my wife, I'll let you off the rent you owe, and give you a big reward besides."
"The money isn't important," lied D'Artagnan haughtily.
"But I have a score to settle with that Rochefort fellow."
"So you'll help me?" cried the little landlord.
"Oh, thank you, thank you." Monsieur Bonacieux leapt up and dashed to the door. "I'm going to scour the streets of Paris for that carriage." The hot-headed D'Artagnan was going to dash out too, to search for the missing Madame Bonacieux and her kidnapper, Rochefort. But for once, his good sense stopped him. "The cardinal will have hidden her away by now," he told himself. "But where?" Then he had a brainwave. "I'll ask Porthos, Aramis, and Athos. They knew much more about the cardinal's scheming than he did. Perhaps they could suggest where poor Madame Bonacieux might be." D'Artagnan sprang up, eager to rescue a lady in danger. It has to be said, he would have been even more eager if Madame Bonacieux had been young and pretty. He'd never actually seen her.
But since his landlord was a dull and doddery person, D'Artagnan guessed his wife would be too. But musketeers must be gallant to all ladies, D'Artagnan told himself. Suddenly he heard a commotion in the room below him. Men were shouting. Do as you're told. The cardinal wants to see you. There were shrill shrieks of, Let me go, you brutes, help, help. D'Artagnan didn't hesitate. He went rushing downstairs and kicked in the door. A young woman was struggling with three men, who were trying to tie her hands. Leave that lady alone, roared D'Artagnan, outraged. Two of the men took one look at the furious sword-waving D'Artagnan and dived out of the window. D'Artagnan clashed swords with the third, but after a few minutes of lunging and slashing, the man lost heart and ran out of the door. The lady sank fainting into a chair. Are you all right? Asked D'Artagnan anxiously. He had time now to see that she was very pretty. The lady opened her eyes. Thank you, sir, she said. You have saved me. I am Madame Bonacieux. Madame Bonacieux, cried D'Artagnan, amazed. But I thought you'd been kidnapped. I had, said Madame Bonacieux. D'Artagnan noticed that she had eyes of the deepest blue. But I escaped, she continued, by climbing down knotted sheets from a window. Then she said more wearily, Did my husband tell you who kidnapped me, and why? He did, said D'Artagnan. He told me the whole story. But don't fear, madame. I, too, am a friend of the Queen. I'll do anything I can to be of service to you or her. But Madame Bonacieux had recovered from her fright. She got up briskly and put on a blue cloak that matched her eyes. D'Artagnan watched her with dismay and asked, Where are you going? Once again, I thank you for rescuing me, said Madame Bonacieux, but I have important business to attend to. Let me come with you, cried D'Artagnan. What if the cardinal's men try to kidnap you again? Don't worry about me, said Madame Bonacieux. I can look after myself. She put up the hood of her cloak. Don't follow me, she ordered him. Then she slipped out of the door and was gone. D'Artagnan stared after her. He forgot how clever and brave she must be. She had clearly been carrying out dangerous missions for the Queen, and she had just escaped from Rochefort, the Cardinal's best spy. She needs my help, D'Artagnan decided. I'll follow her without her knowing. He hurried upstairs to his lodgings. He too wrapped himself in a long cloak, with the hood up. Then he slipped out of the door after Madame Bonacieux.